God.
因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
So it's 1 Peter 1:6-7. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which is perishable, even though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
那么第二个意象就是我们看到图上。 约书亚他在要攻打耶利哥的时候呢，他在旷野的时候看见了一个异象，就是啊，然后他说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是啊，来做耶和华军队的元帅。”So
the second vision shown here was from the time when Joshua was about to fight in the conquer the city of Jericho. And at that time, God showed him in the vision, and Joshua was asking, "Who are you?" And he said, "I am the captain of the hosts of God."
Because
in the mind of his of Joshua, Joshua himself was the captain.
但是神向他启示说，他不是元帅。
But God revealed to him that he was not the captain.
他是个仆人。
He was a servant instead.
主耶稣基督呢？我们在这个哥林多前书的15:57，他说：“感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。”
Jesus said himself, said through 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ."
尽管我们可以得胜，但是呢，我们是做仆人的。我们要承认，不是我们可以得胜，是主耶稣基督生命可以得胜。Even
though we can get victory, but it is not because of us. It is through Jesus Christ that lives in us, His life.
好，那这个呢，就是我们都知道，约拿在大鱼里面呢3天3夜，就是预表主耶稣基督他自己说的，又像约拿一样的在鱼肚子里面3天3夜，然后复活。
So the third picture is about the prophet Jonah in the belly of a big fish for 3 days and 3 nights. So this is to prophesy that Jesus Christ would die and be dead for 3 days and rose again in 3 days.
好，然后这个是我们都知道保罗，他在之前叫扫罗，在大马色，他在逼迫基督徒的路上呢，一个大光照下来。
So the fourth picture was depicting Paul, the apostle Paul, who was stricken by the great light on his road to Damascus when he was prosecuting Christians.
他说：“主啊，你是谁呢？”
He was asking, "Who are you, Lord?"
他说：“我是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And the voice said, "I am Jesus who you prosecute."
扫罗这个人本来是认为耶稣跟耶稣的这些门徒都是亵渎他们神的名的。
Paul, who used to be called Saul, thought that all these people were blaspheming God's name.
叫人说不要守律法，只要信耶稣呢，就可以称义得救。
Because they were saying, they were telling people not to believe in the, they don't need to go by the law, but instead, if they, as long as they believe in Jesus Christ, they could be considered righteousness.
扫罗的一生呢，是竭力的守律法的义的。The
whole life of Saul was trying to obey the law.
他在他们的同辈当中呢，是可以说名列前茅的。
He was the elite. He was among the elite of his generation. Of his
然后这个耶稣来说，你们不用守律法。
But if Jesus came to say you don't need to go by the law,
所以扫罗呢，就是极力的逼迫这些基督徒。
Therefore, Saul really persecuted the Christians.
Christian, 但这个异象来了以后呢，他终于认识到了这个耶稣呢，就是他所宣称的。 是神的儿子，是基督，是弥赛亚，是他们所盼望的那一位弥赛亚。
But when he received the vision, he finally understood Jesus was the Messiah they had been waiting for.
然后保罗就把他的这个意象所得到的，就在罗马书上就告诉我们，罗马书第3章说呢。 他说律法是使我们知罪的。
So Paul said, therefore, he gave his wrote about his revelation in Romans, and in chapter 3, he said, the law lets us know sin. Yeah.
扫罗并没有说，保罗并没有说律法是不好的，律法是，他说律法是好的，我们是个罪人，所以我们是行不了律法，所以耶稣基督来成就律法的义，他终于把律法跟耶稣基督的恩典融合在一起了。
Paul didn't say law is bad. He would say law, the law is good, but we as sinners cannot live according to the law. So only Jesus Christ can hold up the law, and through Jesus Christ we can be righteous.
Therefore, he reconciled the law. 本来的扫罗是要行神的旨意，可是却跟神的旨意相反。
Originally, Paul was trying to obey the will of God, but what he acted out was actually opposite to what God's wills are.
直到启示来了以后呢，他终于明白过来了，他就跟神的旨意相配合了。
Until the day that the vision came, so he finally understood, and his action started to be consistent with God's will.
好，所以弟兄姐妹，这些意象呢都是非常重要，而且都是每一个人他们的一生的。但是我们今天呢？都有这些意象，而且我们在新约里面呢，用简单的文字就告诉我们这些意象的意义了。
So brothers and sisters, these visions are all very, very important. And nowadays in New Testament time, we get to understand through the New Testament that the meaning of these visions.
好，我们再读两段圣经，这个是我们要读的大使命。好，我们再读一次。
Let's read two more scriptures and so two places.
好，我们中文英文一起来，快一点。
Let's read Chinese English together. So be faster.
耶稣近前来，对他们说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”
And on earth.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。好，那好，这个我们就好。我上一次呢要讲的题目是主题意象跟使命。然后这个还没有讲完，我只讲到里面的三个小点。
So last time when I started with the theme vision and mission, I talked about three points.
好，这三个我们讲过了。那今天我们讲的是什么呢？上次我们讲的是什么是意象，什么是使命，神给人的意象的目的是什么？
We've covered the three points: what is vision, what is mission, and the purpose of vision from God.
好，那我们今天要讲的是我们教会的，就教会的整体的意向跟使命是什么。
Today we want to cover our church's vision and mission.
好，那我们上次讲的什么是好，有意向跟使命呢，就能够连在一起吗？不一定的。如果人不顺服的话，看见意向还是不能有使命的，所以要启示。明白，然后要顺服，这我们上次讲的。
So, as we talked about last time, even though when you receive a vision that without revelation, you will still not understand and can't understand the mission, so you have to have all those steps.
好，是什么意象呢？在旧约的时候呢，神就用超自然的来显现，或者天使显现，或者用预言等等，直接向人说话等等，这个就是意象啊，旧约里面的。
So vision in the Bible is a type of supernatural manifestations, such as dreams or somebody speaking to you, etc. All those, or through prophets, etc.
但今天呢，神不再用这种方式跟我们说话。
But today, God no longer uses this method to manifest His vision.
所以神今天给我们的意象呢，就像刚刚说的，神用一个新约的属灵的语言讲出来了。
Today, God uses the spiritual language through New Testament to give us vision.
所以保罗就说呢，要把这个赐给你们属灵的智慧的悟性。
So Paul said, "May God grant you the understanding through the vision of God."
好，那我们知道意象呢是从天上来的。虽然地上有人讲说我们公司的意象，我个人是从天上来的，地上人所看见的那个我们叫愿景。
So a lot of times we talk about vision of companies and what we want to do, etc. These are earthly things. These are not vision. We're talking about the vision from heaven, the spiritual vision.
好，这个因为这个我们的语言常常会讲说，这个在地上的生活或者是追求人生的理想， 也是很不错的，有愿景是很好的。
Of course, it's not to say that the kind of, you know, the vision and the wishes that we all hope that we have on earth is wrong. Nothing is wrong. These are good too.
但只是说，这不是圣经说的意象。我们知道，意象是从天上来的。
But that's not the biblical vision we're talking about. Those are from heaven.
啊，因为有时候说我讲话的时候也会讲，像我在讲这个公司，一般公司的这个，我们讲意象，但其实那个叫使他们的看见。或者他们的使命、啊、他们的愿景，我们叫他们的愿景。
Sometimes we also talk about visions from a company, but that's not really a true like heavenly vision. These are like the hope and the picture depicted by the company to see their mission.
好，第二个就是在旧约的时候，神给人的意象呢，他是用那种就是很一个神奇的，让就像摩西啦，像约书亚他们。但今天呢，神用什么跟我们说话意象呢？借着那些意象，怎么样让我们明白呢？用新约的属灵的语言来讲。
So in the Old Testament time, you see these amazing, supernatural events that God gave us the vision. But in the New Testament time, God gave us the spiritual, biblical language.
好，那另外一个我们要知道，神给人的意象不是让你去啊夸耀说，你看我多属灵，这不是神的吗？神的意象临到一个人的时候，常常是很大的负担。很大的一个责任在他一个人身上。
Also, when God gives you a vision, it is not for you to boast about how spiritual I am that God is giving me a vision. Instead, oftentimes when God gives somebody a vision, that comes with great responsibility.
然后意象不只是给当时得到意象的人，其实是更是为我们今天我们的基督徒，我们要得到这些意象。
A vision is not only given to the person at the time of that age, but also to give all people of today's age.
好，所以我刚刚把那些就是我们第一张图的那些意象，那在新约的语言怎么样表达出来，啊，就知道我们是有意象的人。
So I just reviewed those pictures of the Old Testament visions and how they can be expressed using the New Testament language so that you know in the New Testament age, we are all people with vision.
那么神给人的意象的目的我们讲过了，要启示神自己的性情，神做工的法则，以及要预告将来弥赛亚要来临，将来发生的事情。
So we already talked about the purpose of God giving us visions. It is because to reveal God's work and ways, to foretell future events, and to prophesy about the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么今天呢，神不在，我们刚才讲过，神的启示呢完毕了，神对教会的启示完毕了。
So today God has completed His revelation unto church.
啊，不是说神所有的启示都完毕，而是神对今天这个世代教会的工作。神所要启示的人应该知道的通通启示出来了。
So I'm not saying all God's revelations are completed. We're just talking about God's revelation about church, about what church needs to be doing. That part has been completed.
而且记载下来的话呢，是透过圣灵向我们讲话，在我们里面感动我们，然后活出基督的生命来，活出他的见证来。
And what's recorded, these recorded words also is letting us know today through the Holy Spirit that lives within us that God is talking, speaking to us.
所以我们说必须要重生，要从圣灵里面生，因为如果没有圣灵，我们对神的意象启示完全一无所知的。
That's why we talk about we must be born again. Because if you don't have the born again life, you're not going to be able to understand the vision and revelation from God.
好，那我们现在就要来今天再问一个问题：什么是教会的意象跟使命呢？虽然我们读了这么多意象，但什么是今天教会的意象跟使命
？So now we want to ask the question: What is today's church of today? What is our vision and mission?
我们常常问说：神啊，到底在我身上有什么旨意呢？
So we often ask God, what is your will for me?
神在每一个人的身上，在每一个不同的世代，的确每一个人有不同的带领，有不同的感动，有不同的负担，去做不同的工作。
Yes, indeed. Throughout generations, God has given everybody different responsibilities and moving revelations and missions to do various work.
但是呢，神永远旨意只有一个，对不对？我们大家都知道了，在以弗所书里面启示的，神永远旨意。
But God's eternal will is only one, which is recorded in the book of Ephesians.
你说在时候满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的在耶稣基督里面什么？
That is, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself will be revealed, and we will be united together in him.
对，我们今天在波饼，我们读到，我们唱一首诗歌，它是万有之主。
We sang a hymn during the time of the congregational bread and cup, and so Holy Communion time, yeah, so it's called He was the Lord of all.He is the Lord of all.
好，那神的工作就是先借着教会，耶稣成为教会的主以后呢，这个教会顺服在耶稣基督为主，然后呢，万有才会成为才会称耶稣基督为主。
God's work is such that if everybody is going to be obedient before the Lord and call Him the Lord of myself, every one of us doing that, then before God can, as a whole in congregation, like we as a church overall, He can be God of all, Lord of all.
好，所以我们刚刚讲，我们要知道教会的旨意，就像说我们个人一样。当我们要寻求神的旨意的时候呢，我们一个要看见神永恒旨意，一个看见神在我身上的旨意，怎么样跟他的永恒旨意配合。
So in order to understand God's vision and mission for the church, it's just like to understand His vision and mission for myself, His will for myself. So only when we need to understand the eternal purpose and will of God. The next is to understand how His eternal will and His will for me, for our church, is going to be aligned.
好，所以今天如果时间可以，我要探讨的一个就是第一个就是教会在神面前，不管哪一个教会，普世的教会呢，只有一个，神给你的什么意向，什么使命？我们要先探讨第一个，第二个呢？我们作为地方教会，到底神在我们身上的旨意、意向跟使命是什么？这个就是说，我们个人跟神永远旨意要配合一样，类似一样道理。
Time permitting, I want to cover two topics, aspects today about this point. One is, as a church, really the church throughout the world is the same. There's only one church on earth, God's church. So all the churches, what is God's vision and mission for our churches? And then the second is for our individual church, how is our understanding of God's vision and mission be aligned with His eternal purpose and will?
换句话说，如果一个教会他不认可我们现在讲的这个神给教会的意向跟使命，那他就不叫教会了。
If a church, any church, does not acknowledge the vision and mission we talk about from according to God's eternal purpose, then is it still a church?
那对教会的启示呢？旧约并没有，只有在新约。所以你要找教会的意向跟使命是什么呢？在旧约是没办法找到，到新约。所以我们从新约来找。教会的意向跟使命是什么？
So there was no vision and mission revealed in the Old Testament time. So you could only find these in the New Testament. So let's look at throughout the New Testament how these were revealed to us.
那我们知道神在新约里面的给的意向大概就给最重要的几个使徒呢，一个是使徒彼得，一个是约翰，另外一个是谁呢？保罗，这三个大概我们可以从他们的三个身上来找到到底什么是教会的意向跟使命。
So in the New Testament, the three main apostles who wrote about the revelations of God are Peter, Apostle Peter, Apostle John, and Apostle Paul. So we're going to, throughout these three people, we're going to find God's will for today's church.
因为他们是神兴起的，在新约非常重要的使徒，是要来建造教会的。
They were the apostles raised up by God in the New Testament time to build up God's church.
那我们知道这个是谁的意象呢？
So whose vision was that?
从天上有一个布掉下来，很多活物在上面。
So this vision,
那时候宰了吃。
So there was a big sheet of cloth dropped down from heaven, and say there are many animals and things in them, and a voice said, "Kill them and eat." Whose vision was that?
是 Peter 对彼得。
It was Peter's vision.
然后呢，马上的哥尼流就来了，然后他就带到哥尼流家，他一讲到，所有的那些圣灵就降临在他们身上，外邦人都得救了。彼得终于明白过来，是外邦人也可以得救的。
Then Cornelius came and to ask him questions, and so that was God's revelation to Peter that it was the Gentiles could be saved as well.
啊，这个是那个保罗，我们都刚刚看过了。
Now this image we just saw already, and that was Paul.
那这个是谁呢？看见耶稣在七个金灯台当中行走的，这个是谁的意象呢？
Seeing Jesus walking among
the seven
golden steps.
约翰在启示录所看到的。
That's John, the Apostle John, and recorded in the book of Revelation.
好，然后一个是另外一个是啊，另外中间那个图啊，中间那个图呢是叫做在启示录约翰看见什么？圣城耶路撒冷从天而降。
So the picture in the middle was the vision that John, the Apostle John, saw in the book of Revelation that the new Jerusalem, the city of New Jerusalem, came down from heaven.
然后这个是啊，心腹，就是羔羊的心腹，要在羔羊的婚宴里面啊，心腹，记不记得这个约翰看见的异象？有一个是圣城耶路撒冷。一个是心腹，从天而降。
And then the next vision that John saw was the bride of the Lamb and came.
这些都是跟教会工作有关系的。
All these are related to the church's work.
好，那我们现在从这些意象来探讨教会的意象跟使命到底是什么？就像神永恒旨意到底是什么？
Now let's through these visions, let us talk about what the vision for church, the eternal purpose of God for church are.
那我们看彼得呢，在被呼召的时候，耶稣在海边行走，看见。
When Peter was called, Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee.
看见彼得跟他的兄弟就说什么呀？他说：“来跟从我，我要叫你什么？得人如得鱼。”
He saw Peter and his brother fishing, and so he said, "Come and follow me. I will make you fishers of men." Instead of just like fishers of fish, fishers of man.
对的 ，Yeah. 然后呢，在《使徒行传》的第二章的时候呢，他就说，于是领受彼得就在五旬节一讲到，马上就三千个人信了耶稣，就成为门徒了。
And in Acts 2, Peter was preaching, and instantly 3,000 people believed.
然后在后来被逼迫的时候，在使徒行传第四章的时候呢，他们在这个在这个圣殿的前面讲到的时候呢，然后官长来逼迫，但是那一天呢，男丁数目约有5000个信的。
Then later, even on the days when they were preaching before the synagogue, and the government officials came to trying to arrest them, and he was still preaching, and 5,000 believed.
所以彼得是开福音的门，他是开福音的门。
So Peter really opened the door of the gospel.
然后彼得还有一个特别的意象是在马太福音十六章那里，主耶稣问说：“你们说我是谁？”彼得说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Then Peter also had a special vision, and when Jesus asked, that was recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 16, when Jesus asked him, "You say who I am?" And Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
耶稣说，你是有福的。是因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。
So when Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon Bajana, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
他说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church.And the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
所以教会不是所有来教会的人都是属于神的，只有什么呢？要承认耶稣是基督，是神的儿子的这个坚固的磐石呢，才是在教会里面的。
So not all who come to church belong to God. Only those people who acknowledge that Jesus is the Son of God would be the children of God.
好，所以呢，彼得神就说呢，啊，主就说我要把天国的钥匙给你，所以彼得是开那个门，福音的门的。
So Jesus told Peter that I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. So Peter is the one who opened the gate of the heaven. Yeah, the gospel.
所以你是基督，是永生神的儿子，就是从天上来的伟大的启示。对彼得来讲，有关教会就是伟大的启示。
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. That was a great revelation from heaven to Peter.
所以我们对于彼得在有关教会的启示的意象，大概我们都已经差不多谈过了。
So we talked about the various visions regarding church.
我们现在再看下一个人。
So we just talked about the visions received by Peter. Now we'll talk about the next apostle, Paul.
这是保罗呢，他在大马色的意象里面呢，刚开始他只从逼迫耶稣呢。转而相信耶稣是神的儿子，是弥赛亚。
So for Paul, who was struck by the vision of Damascus, and he initially was just understanding Jesus was the Lord, but then his understanding turned from Christ to church. Yeah.
但保罗这个意象呢，一直在他一生里面抓着他，也就是他在一生里面这个意象呢，在不同的阶段里面呢。他得到不同的启示出来。
The vision was giving Paul throughout his life various revelations throughout his life.
我们刚刚讲过了，彼得啊，保罗刚开始呢是为律法大发热心的，然后突然间呢，他对于耶稣这个不要守律法呢，他没办法接受。可是经过这个大光照耀呢，他就俯伏下来了。但他还不明白，他还不能明白。恩典跟律法怎么样融合
？We just mentioned that in the beginning, Paul was really passionate about obeying the law. He could not quite reconcile how the law and grace could be reconciled. But then, until he was like received the vision about on the road to Damascus. Yeah.
那我们知道，经过很多年以后呢，在一个加拉太书里面呢。保罗就记载了阶段，他跟彼得之间的冲突，就是因为律法的关系。
Many years later, in the book, he had this experience about his conflict with Apostle Peter, recorded in the book of Galatians.
对，那加拉太书是保罗很早期的书信，所以我们可以相信，当保罗要出去宣教的时候，他已经差不多信主十几年了。这个时候呢，他对律法跟恩典呢的融合在一起。和谐，他已经得到启示领会了。
The book of Galatians was written relatively early in Paul's missionary life, and when he started to preach the gospel, Paul had already been a believer for over a decade. So by that time, he already had a good harmonious view regarding law and grace.
因为彼得在那里呢，他刚开始是跟外邦人吃饭的，跟加拉太那，但后来呢，当从耶路撒冷来的那些大佬，耶路撒冷的大佬就是什么雅各啦，那些律法里面是有地位的人来，彼得就害怕了，就退出去了，就不跟外邦人吃饭。为什么呢？害怕律法的这些污染不洁净食物呢，让他自己成为不洁净，他就不跟他们吃饭了。所以彼得呢，心中还是有律法地位在里面。
In that recorded event, Peter was originally eating together with the Gentiles. And then when those important people from Jerusalem came, like James, etc., he abandoned that dining together with the Gentiles. Instead, he removed himself from them, and so that showed that Peter really still had the law.In his mind, he was afraid that disobeying the law through like dining with the Gentiles gonna contaminate himself about his faith.
换句话说，彼得呢，对于守律法能够称义或者因信称义这两个点呢，他还不是很清楚的。
So that showed that Peter was not 100% clear about how to be justified, whether it was through obeying the law or through believing in Jesus Christ.
虽然彼得有很多启示，他知道外邦人要得救，他知道这个教会里面的人不是来教会的，是要有耶稣基督的这个啊生命，承认耶稣基督神的儿子。他有很多启示的，但是在律法这个事情上呢，彼得没有启示，只有保罗有这个启示，知道律法不能救人，只有因信才能够救人。
Even though Peter had received many revelations, like people needed to believe in the Lord and the church, like the people coming to church have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ to be actually a true believer, to truly be saved. But he didn't have the vision revelation regarding the law, so he was not clear about whether justification has to come from faith or coming from obeying the law.
所以在加拉太书里面你可以看到保罗竭力的在说不可以再回去走律法的老路了、啊、一定是要知道在律法面前我们是死了、啊、只有守这个律法是不能称义的，而且是不能讨神的喜悦的。
That's why Paul emphasized over and over again in the book of Galatians that obeying the law is not going to make us justified, will not lead to justification. We have this because we're basically going to die before.
那保罗的启示也不止。
Have to go by faith.
Sorry, 保罗启示不止在这里，不止停在这里，他更看见什么？更看见耶稣基督在天上，他是跟地上的教会是连接在一起的。
He also understood, he saw the revelation that Jesus Christ is in heaven and he is connected with the church on the earth.
那最早出现这样子的是在哥林多前书的十二章那里。
The earliest vision was recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
我们就不读，他说你们虽然是做肢体，众多肢体，但是呢是一个身体。
So even though you're all members, but you are of the one one body.
所以在哥林多前书呢，保罗大概是在第三次宣教的时候写下来的。在那个时候他已经有启示，至少在那个之前他已经有启示了。
Was written during the third missionary journey of Paul. So before that, he had already received the revelation.
好，所以对一个身体跟耶稣基督是头这样子的。启示呢，旧约是没有的。
So this revelation of one body, the church as one body, and with Jesus as the head, this was never recorded in the Old Testament time.
好，这是我们看见保罗的启示的过程。他慢慢得到，从那个异象呢，他得到很多不同的启示出来了。
So this was the sort of the story of how Paul received his revelations through these vision. He was able to get numerous revelations.
那当他在监狱里面的第三次宣教之后，他就被被这个关在监狱里面，在罗马监狱里面的时候呢，他写的以弗所书跟哥罗西书呢，这两本书呢，就专门讲教会是耶稣基督的身体，耶稣基督是教会的头元首。
So after his third missionary trip, he was arrested and was thrown into the Roman jail. So at that time, he wrote the book of Ephesians and the book of Colossians. And so those books were focused on how God, Jesus Christ, is the head of the church.
那一般公认保罗最高的启示就是在监狱的书信里面，以弗所书跟哥罗西书。这个地方呢，启示出对教会的建造跟教会的元首耶稣基督的描述的启示最完整的，所以有人就认为说，保罗在建议书信里面是他启示的最高峰。
So it is commonly regarded that the Paul's letters in the jail were the most complete and thorough in regards to his revelation, recording his revelation about Jesus being the head of church.
好，所以我们刚刚有讲过说，在这个以弗所书第一章呢，就讲到说他是的永远旨意是什么呢？就是日期满足的时候。耶稣基督是天上地上一切所有都在他里面
合为一.
So earlier we talked about God's, Paul's revelation. He received recorded in Ephesians chapter 1. That is, the God's eternal will is that when the days are complete, all heavens and earth will be united in one in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后呢, 还有第一章里面, 以弗所书第一章, 尾巴那里说呢, 教会是他的身体, 啊, 他是教会的, 啊, 头。
Then there's also recorded in the end of chapter 1 of Ephesians that he is the head of church.
然后以弗所书第二章呢, 我念给你们听好, 好, 那个中文说, 你们并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 有耶稣基督自己为房角石, 各房靠他联络得合适, 见证成为主的圣殿, 你们也靠他同被建造, 成为神借着圣灵居住的所在, 在以弗所书2章20到22节。
So then he also wrote in Ephesians 2:20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together is growing into a holy temple in the Lord.
那在第四章的11、12节, 他说, 他所赐的有使徒, 有先知, 有传福音的, 有牧师, 有教师, 为要成全圣徒, 各尽其职, 建立基督的身体。
And then in Ephesians 4:11, he says, and he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
好, 所以你看, 保罗在整个以弗所书里面呢, 焦点在哪里呢? 教会的建造。
So you see, the focus of the book of Ephesians written by Paul was the building up of the church.
他说呢, 教会建造在什么呢? 在耶稣基督为房角石, 使徒跟先知的根基上。
So he said, church is built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone.
你就知道建筑的时候, 第一个石头一定是在房角石, 那是所有的建筑的 基准点,
第一块石头一定是方角石。 When we build up and build any buildings, the first stone would be the cornerstone.
然后再来呢, 要建造在使徒跟先知的根基上。
Then you have to build on the foundation. Here is the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
换句话说, 我们今天呢, 传讲神的话, 不可以超过使徒跟先知的书信的话语。
In other words,
这个是神的根基, 就是在这个建筑物上能够稳固的, 能够撑, 就是能够在地震, 在任何的冲击的时候呢, 它可以稳固, 这是根基的意思。
In other words, whatever we preach today cannot be beyond the foundation that was laid by the apostles and prophets, because those foundations are what holds us firm on our faith throughout earthquake or great wind or whatever.
如果有人跟你讲说, 这个圣经启示是2000年前的, 已经旧了, 我们今天新的使徒有新的启示, 这个都是假的。
So if someone tells you that, oh, the revelations from the church, about church, it was already 2,000 years ago, it was too old, and we have new revelations received from God today, don't believe that, it's false.
尤其现在这个时代, 很多人说, 我们是新使徒。
Especially in this generation, many would proclaim that they are the new apostles.
我们有新的神的话语的启示。
We have new revelations from God's word.
不要听, 因为圣经已经跟你讲了,
Do not listen to it.
使徒跟先知的根基都已经立好了, 我们就在上面建造就是, 有新的, 那就不是新的, 那是假的。
Because the Bible says the foundation has already been laid well by the apostles and prophets. We only need to build upon that foundation. Any new revelations are false.
所以保罗在大马色的意象呢, 他终也最终也看到了, 这是一个身体, 基督是头, 我们是他的身体, 这是他慢慢后来得到的启示。
So Paul's vision received on his road to Damascus was eventually, gradually, he understood, it was revealed to him that it was about the church being the body of Christ being the head.
所以保罗的启示, 主要是在教会建造跟基督的关系上, 这个点是保罗 得到最高的启示。
So Paul's highest revelation was about church building up the church upon the foundation of Jesus Christ.
那使徒约翰得到什么启示呢？
So what are the revelations received by Apostle John?
使徒约翰是在教会已经到第一个世纪的末了，大概公元九十几年，教会已经慢慢怎么样？慢慢走下坡了，已经慢慢开始一些毁坏了。他要做一个荣耀教会的恢复。
It was at the time, toward the end of the first century, the churches were going downward. There was some detrimental effects about the church, and so he was trying to bring recovery to the churches.
我们都知道他的第一个意象是在第一章启示录第一章里面。就是人子行走在七个金灯台，然后第二章就讲到对七个教会责备他们要悔改。
We know the first vision he received in the book of recorded in the book of Revelation was the Son of God, a Son of Man, walking among the seven golden lampstands. So which represents seven churches. So the second chapter of Revelation records the seven letters to the churches.
如果教会是神设立的机构，可能大概就慢慢就毁坏，大概就没落了，像公司一样的，慢慢就没落了，就不见了。
If the churches were organizations founded by men, they would go gradually deteriorate and disappear, just like companies.
但是神没有，神在启示给约翰的意象里面呢，不是只有责备，他更把将来荣耀的教会呢，给他看。
But God is different. God gave Apostle John the vision of not only, not just like blaming the church or like criticizing them, but also he showed John the glorious future restoration of the churches.
好，一个是新耶路撒冷啊，因为当时耶路撒冷已经毁坏了，所以神给他们看见一个新耶路撒冷荣耀的教的一个城。
So he gave him the vision of the new Jerusalem, because at that time the old Jerusalem was already destroyed. So he gave, God gave him the vision of the new Jerusalem from heaven.
那教会来看，好，教会来看呢，怎么会像一个这么荣耀呢？教会来看，从人来看，好像是慢慢破落不堪的。但是呢，神说不，他是一个心腹，是一个羔羊的心腹。圣就是没有瑕疵圣洁的心腹。
So the church at that time in human eyes were really deteriorating and not in good condition. How could it be glorious? But God gave John the vision that it actually the church is a spotless and perfect bride of the Lamb.
好，我们都知道在旧约先知讲话常常是责备的话。
So we know in the Old Testament time, the prophets usually speak in words of judgment and criticizing them.
Yeah, 砍断他们的生活啊，违背了律法，拜偶像等等之类的，就责备他们。但是神没有停在那里，神在责备审判之后，给他们一个什么？将来要。恢复，将来要给你们再回到你们的国度，将来要给你们一个复兴。神总是在最后说，你们要被复兴的。
Because of their worshiping idols and not obeying God's laws, God often condemned them. And after the admonition and condemnation, God didn't stop there. God always gave them the words of encouragement and give them hope, give them the vision. Say, in the future, I will restore you.
所以约翰在他的约翰书信里面常讲什么？不要爱世界，要彼此相爱，爱神。他讲的就是这些恢复我们已经慢慢失去的起初的爱心。约翰就强调这个。
So in John's books, he emphasized on the restorative aspects of church, things that we lost. So he'll say, you need to do not love the world, you need to love one another, and we need to pick up our original love, in the first love in the Lord. So it's all about restoration.
好，我为了让你们明白，我绞尽脑汁怎么样让你们可以对我说的这些意象你们可以明白。
So I tried really hard to think about how I can help you understand what I'm trying to say.
好，刚刚讲那些可能你摸不着，但我们现在讲一个比较可以摸得着的东西。
So maybe what I said just now was kind of vague. Now I want to give you something tangible.
这是什么东西呢？
So what is this?
建筑所需要的材料，是不是？
These are the construction materials.
但你要盖一个房子的时候，需要蓝图，需要有什么？有建材。
In order to build a building, a house, you have to have the blueprint, and then you also need building materials.
不要小看这个。我有朋友很久以前，他说他盖一个房子，两个夫妻很高兴设计。等到买材料的时候，窗户用什么，这个用什么，两个吵得不得了，因为材料你要他的，我要这个，两个人。
So don't think lightly of this. I'll give you an example. A friend of mine, a long time ago, they were trying to build a building. So they were very excited about the blueprint. But by the time when they started to pick building construction materials, they went into big quarrels.
他们把所有设计要什么材料都用 Excel 弄了一个很大的表。然后呢，就是很有条不紊在建房子，搞了三年以后，他盖完说：“我从此不再盖房子了。”
So they made a huge Excel file listing all the materials that they needed in order to build their house. But 3 years into the building, they said, "Oh, I will never again build another house in my life."
好，所以买材料有设计图以后呢，就开始要找工人来建造，对不对？
So if you have a blueprint and then you buy all the construction materials, then you need to find workers to build the house.
那终于有一天盖好了，感谢赞美主，漂亮的房子出来了。
Finally, finally, the beautiful house is completed. Praise the Lord.
那就搬进来住了。
So you move in and live.
然后慢慢的，这个房子怎么样？
But then, after a while, the house started to have what?
开始里面有坏了，有什么管子可能坏掉，外面有油漆剥落了，这个房子开始老旧了。
Well, there will be problems. The house gets old. The paints may be chipped, and some of the wires and tubings may be broken. So it's becoming old.
那我们需要找人来修了，对不对？
So we need to ask people to repair the house for us.
修一修，大概最好也不过是原来的样子，大概达不到。
However, you repair the house, it's never going to be the same as the original new house.
啊，这是我们人只能做到这样子。
So that's the best we can do as human beings.
好，这个蓝图呢，就是主人啊，主人要这个蓝图，然后就找工人去做了。
And the blueprint was what the master desires in his mind.
好，那我们就可以想，谁是那个买材料进来的？从那个三个师傅，你们想想看。
Who are the ones who bring in those construction materials?
彼得吧。彼得不是打开这个门让人得人如得鱼，很多人进来吗？
Isn't that Peter?
但这些材料放在这里，他们。但这些材料进来，他们不会变成一个房子啊。
But these materials themselves are not going to become a building.
就是我们今天呼召很多人进到教会来，那干什么呢？他们也不知道，就来教会得永生，然后就是每天说我们感谢主得永生。
Just like we have gospel meetings and call for many believers and they come to the church but they don't really know what to do. They just say, no, we're going to get the eternal life.
我们传福音很重要，让人可以得救很重要。
Yes, preaching the gospel is very important. Letting people be saved is very important.
但如果只知道说我得永生了，但是不管神的旨意是什么，那就是浪费了。因为这个材料是什么？是盖房子的，是要建造神的教会用的。
But if we only know that know about obtaining eternal life, that's enough. That'll be wasted materials because all those materials are to be made into building a house.
就像我说，我们如果传福音给很多人来教会，但是不跟他们讲说神永远旨意什么，要把他们建造成什么，他们就进来就是感谢主，我得到好处了。那这个就是浪费，好像材料放在那里没有被用到了。
So it's just like, when we preach gospel to many people, they believed in Jesus Christ and become a believer. These are the raw construction materials. But if they don't know the eternal purpose and will of God and not knowing about how to build a church together according to God's will, then those materials are wasted.
好，那么我们建造的教会的，就像建造房子一样，谁是这个建造主要的启示呢？ 我们刚刚讲保罗是最重要的启示。
So when we build the house, who would be the one who received the revelation about how to build the house that we talked about? It's Paul, right? Paul told us about the vision and revelation about building the house.
在保罗的书信里面，保罗启示里面呢，都是怎么样建造教会？
In Paul's letter, it's all about how the church is being built.
好，那约翰呢，就是那位当房子慢慢坏了以后呢，开始来维修了，开始来修补，要恢复到什么更荣耀的。
Then Apostle John is the one who kind of when the house deteriorates and needs repair work, he would be the one who comes to restore the broken and old house into its original glorious.
那这个房子的主人是谁呢？
So who's the
主耶稣，主耶稣给你蓝图，你就照这个去盖就是了。
So the master of the house is Jesus. He gave us the blue vision, the blueprint, and we just need to build according to it.
好，这样有点概念，我们就。
So I hope you have some concept about this now.
好，那我们来看看这个因为我们现在专注的在哪里啊？在现今教会这个世代，神怎么样建造教会？所以保罗是。给我们最好的启示。
So now we're focused on today's generation and how we can best build churches. So that's of course the best revelation was given by Paul.
好，所以我们要知道教会的启示的意向跟使命是什么，一定要在保罗书信来找。
So in order to understand the revelation and mission, a vision from God about the Church, then we have to find it from Paul's letters.
好，所以我们读一下哥罗西书的一章十八节，他也是教会全体之首。
So, Colossians 1:18 says he is also head of the body, the church.
那以弗所书一章二十三节说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And Ephesians 1:23 says, Church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
然后说以弗所书四章十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师，有教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
And Ephesians 4:11 said, And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ.
好，所以我们刚才讲，神的永远旨意只有一个。
So I said just now that the eternal purpose of God is but one.
尽管神给我们每一个人在生命的带领上是有些不同的分工的。
Even though God leads each one of us in various ways,
但必然是在神永远旨意之下，跟神永远旨意一定要配合。不会说你做一个工作，神呼召你，跟神永远旨意没有关系的，那不会。
But they are certainly aligned with God's eternal purpose.
那同样道理，我们知道教会的意象是什么呢？耶稣基督是全体之首，教会是他的身体，这是教会的最主要、最绝对要的认识的这个意象。
And in the same way, we must understand the vision about church. That is, Jesus Christ. He is the head of the body, the church. And church is his fullness.
好，那我们就来看了。我们有意象。
So now what we've got the vision.
那从意象我们有启示以后呢，我们愿意顺服，我们就去执行神给我们、主给我们的大使命。
Once we have the vision and we receive the revelation, then we need to be obedient and to go to carry out the great commission of the Lord.
So we 把大使命的这个概括起来，大概就是传福音，造就门徒。
So if we summarize our great mission, great commission from God, is that to preach gospel and to build up the saints.
好，那我们再往下看一个东西。
Next, we'll talk about.
好，我们知道有意向呢，我们讲不管是个人还是公司或者教会，我们有意向呢，我们就有意向呢驱动我们去有个行动的使命。
That vision will give us mission.
好，这是一个公司，我们上次讲过的这个星巴克的时候，我们说呢，它是要。提升人的心灵怎么样呢？就是每一个社区每一个人都有一杯咖啡，是不是
I gave you the example of the mission statement of a Starbucks, right, last time, and that's talking about they want to enrich people's lives, and by one cup, one community at a time.
Yes. Every people has
everybody at a time.
好，那他们的意向就是要提升每一个人的心灵。
So their vision is to build up the spirit. I forgot about that.
Inspired, yeah, their spirit. 那这个使命就是要让每一个人尽量的每一个地方呢都可以喝到一杯咖啡。
So their mission is that everyone can drink a cup of coffee.
然后呢，这里就有来到一个叫做我们要设定一个目标。
So here it talks about we need to set a goal.
我们可以讲意向使命，但是怎么达到呢？我们要有一个慢慢渐进的这个是目标。我们短期怎么达到这个目标
？So we can talk about a short-term goal, how to reach a specific goal through action and strategy.
然后呢，有目标以后，我们要有个具体行动跟策略是什么
？So then we wanted to plan for our actions and specific strategic planning.
所以如果你们在有一个自己的公司啦，或者是在公司里面做事，你大概就知道，就是我们会有设定一个目标，然后呢，根据这个目标呢，我们要定出一些策略，我们怎么样能够在今年达成这个目标。
So in a company, if you work in a company, you basically understand usually you will set up a strategic goal, then you will have some action plans and have some strategies to accomplish that goal.
这个就是说我们在地上的工作，一般公司它是这样运作的，类似。
So that's how most of the companies work on Earth.
然后你看那个两个 purple 紫色这个图呢，这两个意向跟使命是不改变的。
So, regardless of how those action items are, the vision and mission depicted in these two purple circles, they don't change.
一般公司的它的使命就是 mission statement， 它是不会改变的。通常创立以后，它就是一直向下来。
In general, the mission statement of a company does not change.
但是他们的目标跟他们的策略呢，要随着不同的时间一直改变的。
But their goal and their strategies will evolve and change according to the time.
我们假设说好这个 Starbucks 今年要预定开新开的120个店。
Suppose that Starbucks has a goal of opening up like 120 new stores.
然后我们需要这个营业额成长 10%。
With an annual increase of revenue of 10%.
那他们就要开始有个具体的草案行动，怎么样达到我们设定这个目标呢
？Then they need to have some action plans and strategic.
他们可能需要找一些这个外面的市场部门的帮我们调查一下，在全美国哪些地方呢？目前还没有开发的和潜力的，那我们就准备进驻。我们自己就需要在这个哪些地区是有潜能的，我们可以自己里面市场部门调查。也可以请外面的，怎么达到没有关系，只要能够找到就好了。
So they might need to do some marketing survey and to come up with an understanding how to engage, external companies or real estate companies to fulfill their goals.
如果我们里面有自己的部门，有这样人才，那我们就用；如果没有，我们就请外面的，就是达到目标，得一个报告，哪些地方可以开发，这样就好了。
So maybe in order to develop those areas, and maybe if they have internal employees who are able to do that, that's great. Otherwise, they'll hire external sources and to accomplish their goals.
然后找到以后，我们要请房地产公司帮我们找哪个地方呢？什么店比较合适的？我们要找这些店，所以就要很多细节，你就要去找房地产公司帮你找。租金多少钱呢？等等之类的，谈合约了。
Then they wanted to identify the locations of the potential stores, and they need to hire real estate agents to work on the contracts and to find the find.
那你要招募新的员工，培训他们，准备好你要开这个店的时候可以有营运。
And recruiting and training new employees so that they will be ready to work once the new stores open.
那我们可能每一个季都要看一下120个那大概一个月要10个所以每一个季大概就要每一个 quarter 大概有30个我们就每一季呢就要检验看看我们能不能达到这个目标
Yeah, then you probably will do a quarterly evaluation of your goal, how well they're accomplished. For example, if you're talking about an annual goal of 120 new stores, then each quarter you're going to need like 30 stores opened and how we're doing.
那明年如果我们就 review, 哎呀没有达到，那我们是不是目标这个定太高了？如果明年很快达到150个，那表示我们这个定目标定太少了，我们应该定高一点。就是我们到年底的时候就要来看看我们今年所定的这个是不是达到了。
So at the end of the year, on the next year, you will also reassess your annual goal, whether you have accomplished or not, and then adjust accordingly.
好，这个就是我刚刚，哦，对，这张。好，那再来我们看，那教会怎么办呢？那对一个教会，我们如果把刚刚那个图有个印象，跟现在教会，因为我们常常会讲什么，我们的意向是这个啊什么什么什么，就是我们的意向是我们没有牧师，我们的意向是我们这个啊。所有的同工都是照信心，我们不发这个薪水。我们的意向是我们中英我们不能够分。好，我们很多这种意向，其实这不是意向。啊，我们真正意向是什么呢？我们现在要对教会的意向是什么要先了解。
So even though our church, we often talk about, oh, we don't have a pastor, and we don't separate our English worship service from the Chinese worship service, and or we oftentimes have to none of the elderly or preachers who serve at church will receive a set salary. None of these are actually visions. So what is our church's vision?
我们刚才讲过了，教会的意向跟使命呢，就只有一个。不管你是哪个教会，普世的教会，一个意向，一个使命。
We already mentioned that throughout the earth, there's only one vision and mission.For all the churches under.
那什么是意向呢？
So what is that?
它是教会全体之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
The true vision is that he is the head of the body, the church. Church which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那教会里面的得救的必须要承认耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，这个磐石不可以改变。
So all those who are saved in church must acknowledge, admit that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This is the rock. This is something that cannot be changed.
这个就是我们的意向。那什么是我们的使命呢？使命就是我们要传福音，要造就门徒。
Our mission is that we need to preach gospels and make disciples.
那除了这个以外呢？那我们怎么样达到呢？那我们就要设定一些我们的目标。
So how do we reach that goal, vision and mission? That is, we need to set goals about our annual goal, etc.
那根据我们的目标呢，我们就要有一些个策略。
According to our goals, we need to have strategies.
所以呢，我们所谓的这个目标就是说，我们可能要对年轻的一代，还是对我们移民的一代？我们主要是对华人呢？还是要对主流美国人，我们就要设定这些个我们的目标。这个叫什么？我们的负担。我们常讲我们的负担。我的负担是年轻人，我的负担是出去外面传福音，我的负担是教会门徒。这是我们所谓的目标。每一个教会可以不一样，每一个人可以不一样。
So what would be our goals? It may be growing the younger generation. Maybe we are focusing on immigrant Chinese. Maybe we are caring about the elderly, or it could be various different goals. Everyone might have different burdens within them.
所以呢，我们可能早期最早的时候，我们很多移民，那我们就针对移民。那我们有很多孩子所以我们那时候可能刚开始的时候，中英文在一起是很好的。
During the early years of our church, we had a lot of immigrants, and so maybe that was the focus.Of our church, and we had lots of children. So, children in Chinese and English in one congregation was very appropriate.
那如果这个随着时间转移，
慢慢
以后呢，
on,
这个意向变得，这个所谓的负担变得不对了。譬如说，现在没有移民来了，假设美国把移民通通关着，那你我们的所谓的对象，这个移民的华人对象没有了，那我们是不是要改变？这个就是我们的负担要改变，我们的目标要改变，但意向不能改的。 耶稣基督是教会的元首不能改，但是我们的目标，我们要传福音的负担可以改变。
So let's say time goes on and situations change. Suppose now all the immigration doors are closed. If all the immigration doors were closed, no more immigrants are here. So then it wouldn't make sense for us to again focus on immigrants only. So then we need to adjust our goals. Regardless, our vision and mission do not change.
那启示录有三章二十节说，看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他里面去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So we know in book of Revelation 3:20 it says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Those who hear me and open the door, I will open the door and he will come in and dine with me. Yeah, 3:20.
主耶稣在门外叩门，这个是我们绝对不可以的。也就是教会如果走到一个什么都做得非常好，非常人丁兴旺，大家都很高兴，但是主耶稣我在门外叩门，这个教会是教会吗？是不像教会了。
So, Jesus was standing at the door, outside the door and knock. That's not right. If a church appears very prosperous, but Jesus was outside of the door, is that still a church?
那这个是教会是基督是头吗？教会是属于基督的吗？
Would this church have Jesus as their head? Would this church belong to God?
这就是我们的意向，这个是一定要抓住的。但至于怎么样达到教会让人进来得救，那就是有不同的方法。
So church invites people to come into the door and preach gospel to them and have them saved. There are various ways to do that. Those are just the methods.
所以如果一个教会人很多，但是主不在里面，这就是危机了，已经是违背意向了。
Even though are full of people, but the Lord is not among them, then they are in crisis.
还有一个我们要问的就是，我们所认为的我们的负担跟我们要提出的解决方案策略有没有违背圣经，违背使徒先知的教训，这是我们要考量的。就是我们怎么样制定我们的策略，这个是要跟圣经符合的。
Also, as we set our strategies, we really need to assess and evaluate whether the goals that we set and the way methods that we are, the approaches that we use, are they in line with God's vision and mission? Now we have to, evaluate that.
我们的运作是我们的看见，我们的负担是我们希望弟兄姐妹起来服侍，我们都讲，我们不要请牧师这种头衔很好，我们教会运作也很好。
Our operation resides on the brothers and sisters coming together and work and serve, and we don't necessarily want to hire a pastor. Okay, all these are good.
我们派很多宣教士在外面做服事这宣教，我们大家弟兄姐妹都供应支持我们这样子的这个决定，所以我们也很好。但有些教会呢，他是做职堂，他不去宣教，他是职堂也很好。每个教会有不同的看见，不同的负担，不同的资源分配。
So our church, we send out missionaries to various parts of the world, and we offer financial support and pray support for them, and that's great. But there are also other churches who do not send missionaries to the field. Instead, they plant new churches at various locations. That's also good. So every church has their own way, they're moved by God in different ways. These are all fine.
我们常会问一个问题，教会有很多不同的派别，浸信会、这个长老会，很多不同的派别，那到底他们是真的还是假？到底他们这是怎么回事呢？就我刚刚说的，这是对不对呢？这是对的，合理的，可以的。
We often ask the question that, there are so many denominations, various denominations, churches with different denominations, like Baptist Church and Presbyterian Church. Are they good? Are they right? So just like what I just mentioned, it's fine. These are nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong about that.
就像说我们不要有牧师头衔，我们都用弟兄姐妹来称呼，这也是一种宗派的一种。但这个是合乎圣经吗？也合乎圣经，没有违反圣经。所以我们就是可以看见神给每一个教会有不同的负担，我们就照着负担走，我们也不要批评别人是不对的。如果我们说别人不对，只有我们对，那我们就是异端了。
And for our church, we say we don't have pastors. We all call each other brother and sister. Is that right? Yes, it is, according to the Bible as well. So there's nothing wrong with that. So every church has their own burdens. And so we are not going to criticize others. We're not going to say you are wrong. And if we say other people are wrong, then we might be the cult ourselves. So, just
所以我们看不同的宗派，他们都有一个共同什么呀？使徒信经的宣告。
So,
有没有？
不同宗派，
这是对的，因为这个是代表他们意向是对的。
We have the same proclamation of our faith belief. So that's basically proclaiming we have the same vision and mission.
他们都知道主要在他们当中，主在外面叩门，这个就不是教会了。所以他们是抓住到这个，但是每一个教会有不同看见。哎呀，我们认为应该要受浸，要到水里面去再上来浸浸会。我们说不用，我们点水都可以，只要你明白意义就好了。每个不同的环境都可以。
So we all know that the Lord needs to be among us, otherwise we're not called church, and that's very essential. But in regards to how we do various aspects of our procedures, like some people say, being baptized has to be a submission, like the immersion into the water, and that's like baptism, Baptist church. And then others say, oh, that's okay, you can just go with sprinkling of water on your head. Those are various ways of doing things, and we don't need to dwell on those.
有些教会说我们是长老治理教会的，长老是我们教会的权柄。有些教会说我们是牧师，牧师是教会的权柄。
So some churches say we are the Presbyterian church, and so elders are the authorities of our church, governing body of our church. And then some churches say, oh, we have our pastors are the governing body and authority of our church.
有些教会说我们都没有，我们就弟兄，弟兄治理教会。只要是教会的权柄是出于神的，给谁去行使，不违反圣经都可以。圣经并没有讲怎么样组织教会的管理，只要你合乎圣经的，不要用自己的权柄，是从神来的权柄，都是可以行使的。
Some churches say, we don't have pastors or elders. We just have all called brothers and sisters. All brothers and sisters, we are the authorities of the church together. So really, these are all fine because the Bible does not specify the way we organize or the church and govern the church. As long as we know the authority is Jesus Christ Himself.
好，那最后我们再讲一下什么叫固守传统。我们先有个概念，当你对意向使命有清楚了，对我们的负担清楚了，对每一个教会每一个人不同负担，那我们来讲这个，你就可以抓到一点重点。什么叫做固守传统呢？
Next, I wanted to talk about holding on to tradition. What does that mean? So if you understand the basic vision and mission, the important aspects of the church building, then we can talk about this.
固守传统可以是好的，也可以是不好的。
So holding on to tradition could be both good and bad.
当你在一个异端的这个世界里面呢，我们要守着我们传统是好的。但是如果你把它变成一个僵化了，环境改变了，但是你不愿意改变，这个就是不好的。
If in a world of all the kind of false religions and cult religions, then it is important to hold on to our tradition.
就是不是教会的意向，也不是教会的使命，而是我们的一些负担我们的目标，我们的具体行动策略，就像上面画的那个三个绿色的图，但我们却确实认为说这个不能改变，那我们就是固守传统，我们就僵化，我们就不能够随着时代环境来改变自己。
But if it is not related to these kind of foundational principles, so if it is because of time has evolved and things of environment, circumstances have changed, and we just hold on to the traditions of doing things, then that would be a problem.
我们可以举一个例子，比如说小孩子很小的时候，他什么话都听你的，所以你就跟他讲，他做，跟他讲就做了。可等到小孩子青少年的时候，这不行了。你不能跟他讲做什么就做，你要开始听他的声音了，你要听他心里想什么了，你要什么随着改变，你要学着成长， 懂意这样懂意思吗？
Let me give you an example. Just like children, when they were little, they will listen to whatever you say. So you need to give them guidance, very specific guidance, and tell them do this and not do that, and they'll listen. But as they grow up, like especially after teenage years, they need to be more independent. You need to listen to them and understand their thoughts instead of always just asking them to obey your words.So, yeah.
好，我们人的天然本性就是守着我们现在的，不愿意接受挑战改变，因为害怕会失败，害怕会很多弄出来，不知道将来什么，所以不敢动。
Our natural tendency is to hold on to our existing way of doing things because we worry about changes. Changing things might bring us uncertainties and worries, so that's kind of our natural way.
很多企业大企业虽然看起来很成功的企业他们都有顾问公司，顾问公司帮他们解决什么呢？他们里面的危机，他们没有在这个虽然现在很成功但是明天可能就危险了，他们没有看见即将要到来的挑战的时候呢就出问题，所以很多大公司都会请一些顾问公司给他们一些所谓的资讯辅导，就所谓的consultant 咨询公司就对了。
Many big companies, and even though they appear very successful, they may not see the underlying changes and futures and challenges. So they actually often hire consulting companies to help them deal with early diagnosis and resolution of potential crisis.
我们都知道内地会，大家都知道内地会吧？
We all know England mission churches, and that was founded by brother
Hudson.
Hudson Taylor.
内地会呢，他在中国的时候呢，他的意向负担是什么呢？就是要在内陆没有福音道的地方去传，因为当时的宣教士都在沿海地方，他们就往内陆去传福音。
And so it was at the time when most of the churches were at the sea, like surrounding the seashore, like coastal line, along the coastal line. So the vision and mission that Hudson Taylor received was to bring gospel to the inland China. So that was the vision and mission of the inland gospel organization.
他们就叫 OMF, 你们都听过 OMF, 就是内地会的的名字 OMF。
So now they are called Overseas Mission Organization, OMF.
我在差不多20年前在台湾有遇到一批 OMF 的年轻人。美国人，就是美国人。
About 20 years ago, I met a group of young OMF missionaries in Taiwan. They were all young people.
然后我们就是在那个地方我们也准备要在台湾做儿童福音工作的时候，就遇到一批人家给我介绍的一批是那个从美国 Ohio 去的美国人，都是大学毕业。20-30岁这个年纪的
Those people were from Ohio of the United States, and it was at the time when we were about to start our mission work in Taiwan.
那他们是这个，他们说他们是内地会。我说你们内地会不是都要到偏僻地方去吗？怎么在城市里面，大城市里面在那边做事工呢？
They said they were from OMF, so I was puzzled. I said, well, wouldn't OMF missionaries all go into the remote areas of the inland China? How come you are here in big cities?
他们讲闽南话，不讲普通话的。
They speak the Mingnan, the Southern Chinese language, and not
Taiwanese.
Yeah, not the Taiwanese language, and not speaking the
Mandarin
Chinese.
他们在台湾学了，为了学台湾话，这个学了两三年的，在专门的学校学两三年。
Yeah, in order to learn the Taiwanese local language, they spent 2 or 3 years in a language school.
他说他们这个内地会的意向是要到偏远没有福音的地方。他说我们在台湾很多大城市里面呢，那些知识分子、大学有他们都会去教会，可是这些计程车司机、吃槟榔的，他们不去教会的。
So they were saying yes, the vision and mission of OMF was to go into the inland remote areas, but in Taiwan, the big cities, even though the intellectuals and educated people will go to church, but most of those like taxi drivers and uneducated people,
blue collar,
they don't go
blue
to
collar, also blue collar,
blue collar, yeah, and other blue collar workers, they don't go to church.
因为他们去教会呢，格格不入，他们都穿得很整齐，可是他们这些人穿拖鞋。然后嚼槟榔的，就是穿的就不体面的， 他们根本不能融入教会。
Because they feel they don't fit when they go to church because they wear slippers, they chew gums when they go in there, and if they go into the church building, they just feel like that they're out of place.
然后呢，还有一些就是在街上的小贩，就摊贩或者商店的那些小商店的，他们也没有办法去教会。
There are also local store owners, shop owners, and they cannot go to church either.
所以这些人就属于城市里面的内地会的对象。
So they're like the inland people among big cities.
因为这是被忽视的，主流社会、主流的福音很少做这方面的工作。
Because they are neglected by the mainstream media or mainstream society.
所以他们就设一个这个啊休息的地方，让计程车司机来这边休息，泡茶给他们喝。然后跟他们传福音。
So they set up some resting stops at the resting places to let the taxi drivers come and have a break, and they make tea for them and provide some snacks.
那他们的姐妹呢，就是去商店，然后呢找这些啊，这所谓的太太们啊，参加 Bible study， 就是做这些蓝领阶级，就是所谓的啊社会底层的这些人。
So they preach gospels to these blue-collar workers, and their wives would go to those shops and to preach gospel to the store owners. And so, basically, focusing on those relatively uneducated blue-collar people.
So 我讲的意思就是说，他们要随着时间不同的时代改变。内地会以前是地狱了，现在是什么？是阶级不同的社会里面。
So
所以他还是做这个工作，他们的概念还是一样，可是对象就会慢慢改变，不是在地狱。地理的分区了，而是社会的不同阶级。
So, my point is that OMF, their vision and mission remain the same, but the approach that they were, the way they do things have evolved because they are no longer focused on the geological locations of inland, but the class kind of definition of the inland.
所以我们现在面对的教会面的挑战跟机会是，常有弟兄姐妹讲，我知道，就是我们的。孩子们越来越少了，年轻人也越少了，那我们怎么办呢？现在就是我们要面对的挑战，还有机会，也是个机会。那我们要怎么样子来做不同的调整？这是我们要思考的问题。
So how do we evolve and adjust, based on the challenges and opportunities we face at our church today? Often, many brothers and sisters say today we have very few young people in our church. Indeed. So how do we deal with that?How do we evolve?、
啊、看我们以前儿童上来就一群的儿童唱诗歌啊献诗，现在啊已经不多了等等，青少年也是，所以我们看见问题，看见我们的挑战，那我们现在怎么样来调整？如果我们还是视而不见，还是照我们原来的方式，那会怎么样呢？就我们可能可以想见的。所以我今天讲这个题目的主要目的是我们大家思想，而不是执事的责任，也不是一个人的责的领袖的责任，是我们大家为问题要来好好思考，为这个祷告，好不好
？We used to have lots of children when they offer like songs on various occasions, and also we had a lot of young people. But nowadays, it's definitely not the situation anymore. So if we neglect the situation, these changes, and not really willing to face these kind of challenges, then we would also miss opportunities. So I would like all invite all the brothers and sisters to pray about these matters. And yeah.
啊，我们以前团契都是照个啊，就是不分年龄。那后来我们两年前开始把这个有孩子的家庭呢放在一个叫兴旺爱团契，就希望这些孩子跟孩子的家长，他们可以吸引一些啊有孩子的家庭可以进来，这是我们的当时也是这样，大概两年前吧。
And previously we always had fellowship groups regardless of age, but 2 years ago we made a little adjustment. We established a new fellowship group based on the age group of families with little children. So it's called Faith, Hope, and Love Fellowship. That is to attract young parents who have young little children
yeah.
to gather together. Mm-hmm.And grow together.
对，所以我们可能是不是还有其他的一些策略需要再改变呢？这个就是我们要祷告。
Are there any
目前看好像成效不是很大，但是我们还要继续祷告。
We need to pray, continue to pray, and see, yeah, receive God's guidance.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow down our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你赐给我们意向跟使命。
Thank you for giving us your vision and mission.
也感谢你也赐给我们智慧、聪明。
Thank you for granting us wisdom and revelation.
我们怎样能够学习啊，在这个世代能够使人来教会，能够得人如得鱼，能够啊带领人归主。
So that we can learn in this generation how to lead people to church and lead people to become fishers, we to become the fishers of men, so bring people to Christ.
并且让这些蒙恩得救的能够被建造成为门徒，能够在你的家中来一起服侍，能够来见证你自己的名。主啊，我们把这个重大的使命如何达成？求主你赐给我们智慧。
And to let those who believe in the Lord, the new believers can be made into God, disciples, and to together build the church according to your eternal will. Lord, we pray how to pray about wisdom and how to do this.
求主祝福你自己的家，祝福你的教会。
May you bless your own home, your own church.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好。